The bill would make manufacturers of computers, TVs, and printers pay the cost of recycling the items. But on Saturday, the consumer electronics firm Samsung voluntarily paid for an e-waste collection day in Milwaukee. About 2,000 people came by to drop off their items at no charge. Among them was Ralph Durrett, who brought in three TVs, a computer monitor and printer, a DVD player, and a microwave oven. Durrett says he's happy to get the items out of his house.
Great. I live in Ozaukee. They charge you to recycle the stuff, so most people will dump it on the side of the road, which is, I don't think they realize the impact of it.
For much of the day, the line of cars waiting to drop off items stretched for blocks, and the wait was about an hour. Some might say a large turnout for an event that Samsung paid for willingly means the state doesn't need to force companies to pay the recycling costs. But City of Milwaukee recycling specialist Rick Myers says the manufacturers are just getting ready for Wisconsin to join other states in passing such a law.
They all know that that is the writing on the wall. Wherever it's not now, it's going to be, and they're stepping up in most cases to develop the infrastructure to take responsibility under these laws.
The e-waste was hauled to a Janesville firm, CRT, which will take apart the items. Steve Pfeiffer says his firm will process the glass, plastic, and metals in an environmentally responsible way. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.